And we're going to take just a moment, and I'm not going to preach a sermon at this time, but it may affect the length of my sermon later, because it's very important that we not just study the Bible, but that we apply God's truth to our lives. And it's sometimes difficult to do because circumstances can get pretty intense. And sometimes it's not always easy just to know what the right thing to do is. And the thing about our circumstances is that they always pressure us. Do you notice that? That when circumstances get difficult, we are pressured to make quick decisions. And sometimes we don't think them through, and sometimes we do. And so what I want to do is I want to talk to you a little bit about these masks and about the things that are happening and what we as Christians have to keep in mind. And, you know, what's interesting about people with human nature is that we do exactly what the Bible says. We like to categorize things by our behavior and create structures, which the Bible would call the law or the rules, by which we live, so that we can set some parameters out so that we can operate whether we're really in contact with God or not. Problem is that life is not like that. I'm going to read one verse from the Bible, and I want you to think about this verse as we talk a little bit about why I believe we are here unified, even though we have so many diverse opinions and beliefs and thoughts, where so many other places are so divided. Why relationships are being broken while our relationships are staying strong. Where the work of God is stopping while we're baptizing people. And it is because I think we understand at the heart this verse. But it's like anything else. I read the same verses over and over and over. You know, when I was younger, I might think, hey, you know, what am I going to do? I got to finish the message. Well, I realized we never finished the message. You know, we're going to be talking about the same things as it goes. So if my sermon's a little shorter this week, that's okay. We're going to be talking about it in the future. But the Bible tells us this in Colossians 3:17. This is what God's people need to keep in their mind all the time. Whatever you do, in word or deed, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. In other words, Jesus Christ died on the cross, so instead of being separated from him, we are able to be connected to God. We're able to hear his voice and follow him, and we're able to seek and find and do the will of God and have God's will done in our life because he is our Lord. We follow and we listen to him. Everything we say, everything we do. And what happens in life is that things get going fast. And we forget that we are here to serve him in everything we think, everything we say, and everything we do. How many of you have experienced this? You get up in the morning, you read your Bible, you do your devotion, you go to work, and there's so many demands that at the end of the day, you walk out and you think, I didn't think about God at all for 8 hours or for 10 hours. How many of you have ever experienced that? That's not how God wants us to live our lives. He doesn't want us to live our lives in the demands of what's happening, but he wants us to be doing his will. And I'm just going to give you a few examples. I gave an example and illustration this time, or today. I purposely did not do what I normally do today. Normally, I come in and usually I'm the first one here, but now that we have this in the tent, Don usually beats me. But usually I interact with the people who come who are serving. I show the appreciation we've got. we pray with the band. I pray with the band before they start. I didn't do that today. I usually, after their practice, when they go and they have their time where they look at the Bible and they're fellowshipping and they're seeking God, I'm usually in there with them. I didn't go today. When they pray, you know, I'm there with them, part of their prayer. I didn't do that today. Normally, I'm out here, and I know how important it is that we are showing and living that first fundamental of the gospel, that God loves and created you, and He wants you, and you belong in this family. And we are supposed to live that gospel out and show that. Every morning that we come, I try to come out here and have a chance before the service starts to at least say hello and acknowledge and have some kind of small conversation with every person that's here. Because I know when this congregation is over that some will have to leave quickly and some will be around, and I might get in a long conversation. I may not have the opportunity to acknowledge every person here. I purposely did not do that today. And what I want you to know is, whether I did it with a mask or without a mask, doesn't matter. I may need to wear this a little more than I have in the past around certain people. But the thing is that I can do God's will with or without a mask if I'm thinking about what it is. I can put this mask on, or I can separate myself out, and I cannot do what God wants me to do. And I will tell you, if I start not acknowledging people here, if you start not acknowledging people here, if we stop interacting with people here, if we start distancing and separating, we're not going to be experiencing what we're experiencing here, and God is not going to be working like God is working here. We have to have in our minds what God wants us to do. Those circumstances can dictate different things. You know, before COVID even hurt and happened, I went to the hospital once, and there was someone in the hospital that had a low immune system. And they told me I could not go in and visit him unless I put on a mask and I put on a full body gown. It never entered my mind not to just put it on, because I wasn't there for that. I was there to pray with them and to encourage them. I was thinking about what God wanted me to do, not what the circumstance dictated. I don't know if you kind of see in what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is this. There's views on both sides, and both of them have validity. There are people who are so afraid that they are not doing what God wants them to do because they are isolating themselves away. That is not what God wants, but that is what the devil is trying to achieve. There are other people who see that happening, and they don't want to take into consideration really what maybe some people need. That's not what God wants either. And what we want, and we've tried to have here, and what I believe we do have here, is the freedom to be able to follow and do what God is calling you to. Some of you in here, you're really at very, very low risk. And your chances of contracting that or having it serious is very, very low. And you're not afraid. And you feel the calling in the interaction. You know, and that's fine. There's some of you who are in a different situation. I see a few of you who have masks on right now. And I think that we have given that space and given that freedom. I think that's why we still have a large room. And I just want you to understand, as we think through, what I just read you is what we're doing. That's how we're making decisions. I had a friend who yesterday was telling me that he's got two relatives, and what their church has decided to do, and I'm not telling people what they should do, but what they decided to do was to break into three services, have people call in and sign up, escort them to places and seat, and have them leave quickly. In other words, rather than have the emphasis on you doing what God wants you to do to show your love to other people, they took control and set some rules down about how you are going to service God. And at first, it seemed like it was working out good. But both of those churches are now down to one service because people are not coming. Because if you take the Spirit of God inside an individual interacting with another individual, it is no longer church. Because we are the church. He told me that there's some people that the staff there is worried about because what happens is they're providing online and services here, and they're having some people tell them, you know what? The online service is just the same as being there. Why do I need to come? It's more convenient not to come. Well, being online is not the same. You don't get to know people. You don't get the conversations to know when you need to pray for them, when they need a helping hand, when they don't. And it's very difficult in this time we're in to remember what the church is and what God wants us to do, and to figure out how under this pressure we can do that, meeting the needs and being respectful of everybody that we're in contact with, and that situation changes as we go. But if we're asking that question, if we're asking ourselves the question and saying, God, how do you want to use me here? What do you want me to do? How can I love as you love? What can I do right here in this situation for this person? I think we'll maintain what we have, which is the ability to still be the church and let Christ live through us. And I know I didn't want to take, I mean, I know that's not like a sermon or anything like that, but you know, we sit around and you would not believe the countless hours that have gone into discussing in staff all the pros, all the cons, what's right for all kinds of decisions that we've made. And probably the best one we made was coming in this tent. Some freedom. But we cannot lose our freedom in Christ. And we cannot let the world divide us. And I'm just telling you, we're seeing the start of it. You think it's divisive now? You think there's some things that go back and forth on Facebook or on YouTube and stuff now that's divisive? Just wait as we go forward in towards November. There's going to be a lot of opportunity for people, rather than to seek God, to choose sides. And if we do that, we will get divided. And Christ prays for our unity. It is the most important thing that I as the pastor have to look at, and we as the staff have to look at maintaining. Because if we're not unified, we can't present the love of Christ. And so I just wanted to throw those things out and let you understand how we're trying to struggle through to make decisions to try to open that door for God to continue working here when we see it closing in so many places. And ask you too also to be praying about those things, because they're definitely things that we want to pray about. You know, Satan is trying to reduce the church to a place that you go, to something that you hear, or to something that you do. God wants the church to be a place where a heart can be touched and where life can be given to Christ. We can't lose that. So let's pray. Father, nothing in this world is more important than your love for us. And we know you've given your life for us. It's why we're here. And we give our lives to you. And knowing how to navigate through this world with all the different challenges and coming in contact with people that we don't know their heart, we don't know their situation, we don't know their needs, it's too difficult for us. We need to be close to you, and we need to be in our hearts, in prayer, in contact with you now more than ever. Because if we want to shine the love of Christ, we have to depend on you showing us how. And we don't want to be drawn away and excited and divided and become passionate about things other than what we need to do at the moment. And so we ask you, Father, to give us guidance and to continue to bless us. And we're so grateful that we can be together here today with one mind, and that is that we want to glorify you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.